Afternoon, this is Brittany Johnson. I'm doing my third interview with the Mr. Henley Bryant of Dooley County, Georgia. All right. Well, Mr. Henley, let's get started.
Okay.
So are you a native of Dooley County?
Native of Dooley County.
You are? So were you born here in Vianna?
Yeah, right across the road.
Oh, okay.
So to say it now. That's what my parents told me.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What year were you born?
1932. Mm-hmm.
August 15th?
15.
Oh, okay. My sister's birthday on the 17th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What were your parents' occupations?
Farming.
They were both were farmers?
Right.
Okay. What about your grandparents?
My grandparents were turpentine man.
Oh, your grandfather was a turpentine man.
Mm-hmm. I'll be back in a minute.
Well, your parents farmed. Did they farm on the land?
Right. They first started off renting.
Okay.
So they told me. And then went to buy.
Okay, so they rented out and worked the land until they got up enough money
right.
to purchase their own?
Right.
Okay, do you know what year that was?
No, I don't. I can't. Don't worry about it. Let me see. It might have been in 32. Close to early 40. 35 or 40 years.
35. In the 1940s? Okay. All right, what kind of crop did they grow?
They grow cotton, peanut, and corn.
How old were you when you first started farming?
I was 21.
How many acres did your parents have?
300.
300 acres?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 300 acres. Did you inherit the land that we're on now, did you inherit it from your parents?
No, I bought 166 acres.
When was this?
That was in 56, I think.
Okay. How did you buy it? Did you get a loan from the bank or did you pay cash?
I paid cash.
So how did you get enough money? Did you farm?
Farm.
Okay.
And save back in them days.
How long did it take you to buy?
100%. Well, what it was, I assumed the note and I carried it on. It took me maybe like 6 or 7 years.
To pay back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, how many generations live on your land? I was just wanting to know, do you have any grandkids or children that live on the land?
Have any what now?
Grandkids or children that live on the land.
Come on, like, I got
one. No, do they live on the land?
Oh, yeah, I got one.
Okay. You know that, don't you? So can you describe for me the house you were raised in?
Right across the road, there. Yeah.
It's still up?
Huh?
Is the house still up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can go there. You can see it from the door.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
5 brothers and 2 sisters.
Are you the eldest? Are you the youngest? Are you somewhere in the middle?
Three of them are older than that. Yeah.
So you say your parents were farmers, and
right.
That's it? Did they do anything else to supplement their income?
Mm-hmm.
Just farm?
Farm.
Do you know who owned the land before your parents?
Gilberts.
Gilberts?
Mm-hmm.
So they bought it from neighbors?
Well, yeah, I was their neighbor. But the first who bought, I don't know who owned it now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that was, I can't think who bought it. But he bought, when he first started buying, he bought 100 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Then he would rent this in where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 200 acres, and he bought it. Maybe 201 or 3, 4 or 5 acres.
Were there any other like job opportunities available for black people in this area when your parents were coming?
Well, they had peach farm. You know, I didn't ever work in, but some of the people around worked in the peach yard.
The peach orchard.
Huh?
The peach orchard.
Right.
Did they go to the town? Did they harvest the peaches and go to town and sell them, or they harvest them for a company?
They harvest them for a company.
Okay. So why did you choose farming over public work, like going down to town, like maybe Albany or something?
Right. Well, I always, from a little boy up, always wanted to farm.
You did?
Mm.
Just to carry on your father's footsteps?
Right.
Mm. Why did you think your father chose farming?
Well, farming? I don't know. He told me a lot of things about him before he married, you know, in farming and all. So it was a lot of fun back there, you know. He was renting land for maybe little nothing. And he said he was planting some corn one time. And said that was over from him. But anyway, said a man come across the field where he was. Said, what you plant? He said, plant some corn. I said, I'm planting corn. And he said, looked at him. And looked at a mule, say a poor mule and a poor man, and say, how in the hell do you think you're going to make sure?
Why do you say that?
That was what the white man told him. But anyway, say he went on and planted the corn. Say he made a fair crop that year.
That's good.
He put it back to feed a mule on, and he kept it, you know, every year he saved some, he said. Back then, time was time, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was on renting land, was he renting land from a black person or a white person?
It had to be white.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did he ever talk about black and white relations and relationships?
Yeah.
Were they pretty bad or?
No. We had one white man wanted to beat her up, but he couldn't do nothing with it. And all the other people, white people, come and pick cotton for her. And you know, in the neighborhood back in them days.
Mm-hmm.
And you give them a scale and weigh it up. And we'd go out there and load on the wagon. I would haul to the gym, wagon and me. And they wait to be good. And out all through my growing up and all, white people used to come and sleep on the porch, the men would, and the women sleep in the house.
Really?
That's how we got along with them. So we really, just one man thought he was going to give us a problem. But we had to get a lawyer to get him straightened out. But other than that, the rest of them are real nice.
Oh. So you say you had to get a lawyer for him. What do you had to get a lawyer for him?
He wanted to take some timber from my dad.
Oh, he wanted to buy timber from him?
He was going, you know, just like a line.
Yes.
He going to go across the line and cut it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But we got him straightened out. So after that, he stayed, you know, warm with us for the longest. But out of that, he come on in.
So when your father was farming and when you were farming, did you, when you buy fertilizer and seeds and farm supplies,
right,
did you go down to the store and get credit?
Yeah, we get credit. You knew credit, and I would too.
Okay. Do you think the interest rates were fair?
Yeah, they were good back then. Now, they outrageous and now with the interest. And everything's so high. Too high. Fertilizer too high. Cotton seeds too high. Peanut seeds is out of sight. They're all, everything too high. But, you know, for the weather to be like it is too. See, me and my boy got 100 and some acres of cotton planted and I ain't got a stand on a whole acre. On account of our well. We don't have a, got a 4 acre of ground up there where we got irrigation for vegetables. And the well messed up and man's been up there all the week and he done got stuck in the summer. I don't know what it is. I ain't got the well completed yet. But he ain't give up on it. He still working.
Well, it rained just a little bit last week, so maybe that'll, you know, hold it over to the next rain.
We didn't get none.
Y'all didn't get none over here?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it rained. It was windy. It stormed pretty bad down in Albany.
Yeah, that, I got a brother living in Albany. He was telling me about this.
Yeah, I thought sure. Mm-mm. It would rain up here.
Mm-mm.
When you say when you got a good deal, how did you work out the loan with the store owner?
Well, what would happen, you would make, back then, fertilizer like $25 a ton. And I could get 25 tons of fertilizer if I needed it. And do my whole crop, you know, the top dressing and nice. And it was like $25 a ton, mostly, maybe 30 or something. And nice, five, anywhere from six to $1,000 a ton fertilizer. That just, you know, people can't use, you know, like there was a lot of new. And then dry year like this, we don't know whether it's going to make anything to pay for the seed or enough, pay for the seed.
So were there times that you were unable to pay your loans back?
Yeah, it happened time through the year, and I couldn't pay them back. I've been lucky for the last few years. I was able to pay them back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's been a rough go, I can tell you that.
Did your family ever take on like any sharecroppers or renters on their property?
Yeah, my daddy did. He had two sharecroppers, I can remember that.
Were they black or white?
Black.
Did you have any instances where white people would sharecrop on black land, or would they rent on?
Yeah, they would maybe rent some back then. Cause the guy rented some. My dad had planted watermelon one year.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 5 or 10 acres.
So when your father had the sharecroppers, were the relationships pretty good between the sharecropper?
Yeah, it was good.
What was their, I guess, their annual crop fee?
They would plant like peanuts, corn, and cotton.
So how much did your father charge them for renting the land and using his supplies and such?
Well, what it was when it was sharecropping, the best I can understand it, he would put them so much money a month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they worked the crop, and then the end of the year they would have a settlement, you know, what they call it.
Mm-hmm. Was it like a 50-50 split of the crop?
Or yeah, it? Yeah.
Was that the average? Like, was that the going rate of that time?
Yeah, that was the going rate.
Did you have any particular instances where someone felt like they were duped out of certain crops?
No. My mama would keep the book, you know, and I'd get him a receipt every month, you know, what I make money.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Or like $20, $25 a month.
Do you know what year your mother and father were born?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Can you remember, Lily Mae? What year they said they were born? My mom and dad. Hmm.
1905. So, did your brother, did you also coming up, did you all help out on the farm?
Yeah.
What did your mother work on the farm, or she just
tending
the yard?
What
was her job?
Picking cotton. I can't remember in the peanut pack, but I remember she used to pick cotton.
And your father?
He would pick right along with her. Mm-hmm.
Who made most of the decisions about the farm and the land?
He did.
Did they deal with contracts and government loans together, or were they, it was your father?
It was, I don't know how he did that. I think he used to borrow some money from the bank, I think. Mm-hmm. And then over the years, he didn't borrow none from no bank or nobody.
Do you think one person could have ran the farm alone?
Not then. Because see, we didn't have a tractor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mule. Mm-hmm.
And so you just plowed the mule?
Right. We had 12 head of mule.
Y'all had 12 mules?
Mm-hmm.
Were they good mules? Or?
Yeah, they were pretty good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did y'all come to own the mules? Did y'all buy them?
Yeah, he bought them.
What was the price of the mule, you know?
From $100 to, I don't think he paid over $500.
So how would you figure out what would be a better mule, or you just took a guess?
Well, everybody else went to go on the tractor, and we went to go on to them too. Yeah, that's how we survived there. So he bought, I don't know how many tractors he bought back in his day, but they were small tractors.
Okay. How much were tractors?
They'd sell for maybe $4,000 or $5,000 back in them days.
That's a lot of money now, so I don't even want to imagine what the price is.
Yeah, I know.
Now,
they're up there. Out of sight now with a price.
That's right.
We ain't bought no new one, but we paid $12,000 for one. And I
met him. That's my first cousin.
I believe we bought one a little bit bigger, and it was like 13, I think, thousand. We've been having them now for a few years.
What kind of work did your brothers and sisters do? Did you and your brothers and sisters do?
They would help out during the time when they were out of school, and like pick cotton, pick up pecans, anything you know they could do, they were right there with.
What age did you start working on the farm?
Well, I started when I was 6.
Yeah. What did you do at 6?
Plow the mill.
At 6? You what about this big?
I was tall.
Oh, okay. I reckon the mule bigger than you.
Yeah.
You'll be 6.
I couldn't even take him out and hook him up.
Really?
Put his gear, what they call it, on. And my dad would do that for me. Yeah, but he did that. I was plying all right here. What is high that I used to ply him.
So where is your land? Are we on your land now? So how far does your land stretch back?
It go well back there. Back of here. Go so far the other way and go down to that high on there. Right side of the road down there. The little road go cut it, twist it.
So you said they would work when they got out of school, so did all of you guys receive an education?
They all of them see one better than me.
Pardon me?
That's all of my sisters and brothers got a better education than I got.
Why you say that?
I didn't get no high in the second grade.
Oh, okay.
I had to work then to help support the other part of the family. I think about it now, but it's too late to think about that, so it don't work.
So did your grandparents receive an education?
I don't know about my grandparents.
What about your parents?
They had a fair.
So do you know what their schoolhouse was like? Did your parents ever talk to you about when they were in school?
No. They like a memo.
So how far did your brothers and sisters get? Did they get past high school and on college?
No, they finished high school back in them days.
Okay.
And some of them did, and I had two brothers. One brother went to college, and then he went to the Army. Baby boy. You probably heard of him, or were you from Albany?
Oh, no, sir, I'm from Atlanta.
Huh?
I'm from Atlanta. I just go to school in Albany.
Okay. But anyway, he named Johnny Bryant over there. He don't retire.
What value did your parents place on education? What did they encourage y'all to go to school and to get your lesson?
Yeah, when the days I go, they did. Not come, you had to get that by a lamplight, you know. You don't know what that was.
What was the school like you attended?
It was out in the rural. We had to walk from here.
About four miles, three or four.
It was a country school.
Was it like one little schoolhouse?
Yeah. It had, you know, separate rooms.
Right.
I think two rooms, three. How many rooms were in that school out there?
It was a big, yeah, they had another building.
7th grade. I did. This is my third interview, and everybody said school started at the 7th grade.
Right,
so
right.
I think that's one constant.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay tuition to go to school?
Huh.
Did you have to pay for your books?
No, I didn't have to pay for them.
Oh, okay.
Back then. You didn't ever have to pay for them, did you?
Do you think that education made a difference when you were coming up?
Well, when I was coming up, it didn't make too much, but now it makes a whole lot now. Yes, sir. You used to go to the grocery store and buy your groceries. You tell them you want so much of this or so much of that, and they just throw it down the scale.
Right.
And I didn't know whether it was right or wrong, and they didn't either, but they know how to stay in the business, you know.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And now when you go to the grocery store,
it makes sure
you look on the pack, and you can tell what you're going to pay for it when you get to the cash register.
Right. Do you think it makes a difference for your children?
Yeah, it made a better difference. It's better.
How many children do you have?
Six girls and a boy.
How old is the eldest? The eldest is 57? Oh, okay.
57, 56, and...
How old is the youngest?
She 245.
So you say you had six girls and one boy?
Okay.
Was your family really active in the community when you were coming up?
Yeah.
Were they active in church?
Yeah, they were active in church.
Mm-hmm. And the deacons in the family?
Yeah. Okay. It's 3 brother deacons. My brother, me, James, Junior, John. Four brothers. Five with him.
So y'all still in the church? What about in the schoolhouse? As far as school, were your parents?
Yeah. They was with us going to school.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept me out the way. And on account I grow tall. And then I was more active. Only for him and the other rule.
Okay. So you was, like the day hand around the house, around the farm?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are y'all in any fraternal organizations? Like the Freemasons or something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
You talk about like Masons.
Neighbor.
Mason.
Oh, no, I would never have made it.
One brother.
Okay, so you have an uncle that's a Mason?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that about gone down now. Amazing.
What about the NAACP?
Never been in that.
Were y'all active in the civil rights movement? Do you think the civil rights movement, did you think it had an effect on Dooley County?
No, I don't think it did. It helped the kind. His hope. Hope all kind. Everybody.
Okay.
Because,
was it really active in Dooley County anywhere?
Not that I know of. And I've been not close around here, I know.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
So no protests,
sit-ins? No.
Do you remember a time where a lot of, like, black people were leaving the South?
Yeah, I remember.
Did you lose any friends or family members to the Great Migration?
Not no family friends. And I, you know, like some of the boys I was growing up with, they left.
Oh, okay.
Most of all of them there.
So most of all your childhood friends left during the Great Migration?
Yeah. Mm. As they got up a certain age, they would slip away from home, hide the clothes, and that night they'd take off.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They had to sneak and go off?
Yeah, they didn't want the parents to know.
How would they transportation arrangement? Did they just walk?
They would walk and catch the buses or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, one might take him to the bus station or something like that, and then a lot of them walk to it. Mm-hmm. I never will forget a guy. Me and him were the same age. He died here 2 weeks ago down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a first cousin. He went to Florida. Said he didn't have $1 when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
And he got somewhere to stay. And he put that dollar in my...
Said, cold enough about to take it.
Yeah. We know his life.
He meant he was going to hold on to that dollar.
Mm-hmm. And he got out and found a little job.
That's good.
The next day or two.
Do you think that those people leaving, you know, the South, do you think it had a bad effect on farming?
Now they see what it was back in them days. It was Red Cross over there on 27 out.
Mm-hmm.
25 or 30 families were there applying to you. And when the children growed up,
mm-hmm.
they left.
And I didn't want to apply to Muse anymore.
Mm-hmm. And then after they went to one or two people working it off, and then they left and went, some of them went north and some of them went south, east and west, some everywhere.
All right. Do you know about your grandparents' political activity? Like, were they able to vote? Or do you remember them mentioning voting?
I really don't know. Could they vote back then?
His grandparents probably didn't vote?
Okay.
Do you remember voting before the Civil Rights Movement?
We voted for that, then, for the Civil Rights. Didn't we vote for
it? Do you remember voting before the Civil Rights Movement?
Yeah.
Maybe like in the 40s, like in the 40s and 50s.
Mm-hmm.
When y'all went to vote, did y'all experience any, you know, racism?
No. Mm-hmm. We did. Mm. Mm.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, okay. So it's every poor is poor no matter what color.
Right, that's true.
And then, okay, I understand.
Mm.
Do you remember any black political figures like mayors or aldermen in the area?
Mm-mm. I can't think now, but I don't think it will.
Do you know, do you remember any black business owners, like maybe a barbershop or a hair salon or something?
Yeah, I remember them, you know, all in the country, all in town.
So you mentioned that you weren't really, you didn't really take part in the civil rights movement, and it really didn't happen in this area? Did your family ever leave the farm?
No.
Okay, so do you still have the land? What happened to, you have the land your father purchased?
What's that?
Do you still have the land your father purchased?
Yeah.
And then plus the additional
acreage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So how much land do you own?
Well, with this in here, it would be like 3-4 something acres.
So 400 plus acres?
Yeah.
That's a lot of land. Are you still farming on it now?
Still farming on it.
What was the community around the farm like?
Well, at one time, there was a lot of black was in here.
Okay.
And then over a period of years, they left. All of them left, but didn't die. 40 left, but a few died, and older people died. But the rest of them, they left and went north and south.
Do you remember, like, if there were farmers and they left, did they ever mention what kind of work they were looking for? Or do you know what kind of work that they were trying to get into?
I don't know. I know a man stayed back over there. He I thought he was doing good. And then he went and bought some more land, bargained about it or something. Worked it a few years, and I noticed the thing. He was moving.
Mm-hmm.
Black.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what did y'all do in the meantime? Like, when y'all hang out or something? What did y'all do for fun?
We play, like, coming up to Christmas, we throw fireballs and things like that. Stocking or something and wrap it up and soak it in kerosene.
Y'all used to throw fireballs. I thought that was a nickname for a toy. Y'all used to throw fireballs.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No wonder wasn't no racist.
That's right. Wasn't no lights or nothing. That would be a lot of fun.
Really?
To get out there at night throwing them fireballs up in there. And somebody would run and get it and had to get it out your hand on a hurdle. Didn't have no gloves on.
Didn't have no gloves.
It was a plantation on the highway over there on the first time highway. Some of the houses
would have parties
every night.
Mm-hmm.
And used to play baseball.
Yeah, I had a ball game going. I didn't ever play.
Why you never play?
I never been interested in a ball game. But
really? Just fireball, huh?
Right. I lived to death.
So you said it was mostly black people in the community.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever play with white people in the baseball games?
Mighty few. Every now and then one or two would come out there.
Oh, okay.
Come to the ball game.
Was it a community event? Did everybody watch and play baseball, or was it just small?
It was wasn't a whole black team.
Okay.
A white team, I mean, and but they would come to the game.
So they'll come. The white teams will come watch the black team play.
Yeah.
The black kids play.
Yeah.
So the little white people that were in the area, y'all had a pretty good relationship with, I gather?
Yeah.
Okay, you said
all
it was just
one.
The one man.
Mm-hmm.
Were y'all particularly close to any white people?
Well, we wasn't just that close, but we always had white friends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did your family, like your grandparents or your parents, did they ever attend white churches?
Not, they did years back, but
years back, your grandparents?
Yeah, they.
Okay.
Mm. They say they went to church of
Did the white, were the white and black people, did y'all help each other in the, as a result of illness or injury?
Yeah, they would help out.
All right, so if you know your neighbor broke the leg up, you fell ill, you'll go work the farm for him?
Yeah, that'll all help back in the day.
All right, just being a good neighbor?
You're right.
Aside from race?
Right.
Okay, I got you. Now that I got to do it, I see fit. That means going up against. When your father bought the land, were there a lot of black landowners around here?
Well, it was a few. They were mostly black people who rent land. Okay. Back in them days.
Mm-hmm. So do you think land owning exposed your family to the risk of threats or intimidation from poor white people or just poor black people?
Yeah. Because some of the poor black, they what left, they ain't interested no more farming. And there's just a few black people now. Mm-hmm. And the white people, they tried to buy all they could get and steal it in any kind of way to get it. And
so they was always at the land?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know of any landowners who were lynched or murdered by white people? Or did your grandparents or parents speak of any?
Yeah, I heard it, but heard my parents and I'm talking about it. And I have heard it, but I don't mean it myself.
When your father purchased the land and he was doing developing the land and, you know, getting ready, did you encounter any, I guess, mistreatment from white people or poor whites?
No. Just one that I can remember.
How was your family being a landowner family? How was the experience different from being a tenant?
Well, it was the same. Well, because I've been like it. I ain't never want to be more than nobody else. I talk with the end of them and they'll talk with me. And they been the ones what was sharecropping or working by the day. I take just as much time with them as I would the ones that pay up on the land.
Okay.
I ain't never want to be more than nobody else. So we all is one.
I agree. I understand. Did your family receive government aid from any New Deal policies?
If they did, I didn't know it.
Did your family participate in elections from AAA or the ACSC?
Yeah.
Did you feel free to vote from whomever you please?
Yeah.
So there wasn't nobody trying to intimidate you or
no.
Trying to get your vote?
Mm-mm. They'll ask me, to vote for so and so and so. But I know who I want to vote for.
Did your family participate in election? Did your family participate in the crop control programs?
Yeah.
Well, how did you find information about the programs?
Well, see, some of the white would tell you about these different things, and some of them would.
Okay.
And then on down through the year, they started sending cards out in the mail.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how they determine what you got for the crops that they told you not to produce?
Well, if we had a crop you couldn't produce, you had to leave it. You know, like I'm just saying, you overplanted peanut.
Right.
Overplanted cotton, you'd have to go there and destroy it.
How much would they pay you?
Nothing.
So sometimes that you just have to go destroy it?
Right.
Were there instances where you got paid? Did you ever get paid for the crop control?
Well, I didn't ever do that myself, but back in my dad's day, he overplanted some peanuts. They had the map wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he planted them, and they went and checked it. And we had to destroy some. But we were raising hogs. And they plenty of water where they were, close rhyme. And so we put a hot wire around the whole field.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in the woods and cleaned out, you know, where nothing would show to die.
Mm-hmm.
And where they could get water, and we set, we would go up there and catch them and take them to the lake.
Come on.
All right, was there ever a time that the government paid you not to produce a certain crop?
Something they paid, but I can't think what it was now. If we was leaving land set aside and they would pay them. I can remember that him back then, 2 years back.
That's about 2 years back, you said?
No, it's been 7 years.
Oh, okay. How were your dealings with people who worked at the Agricultural Services Office?
Oh, they always, and I was raised up in the neighborhood. The head man stayed in there for several years. And they were, all of them been nice to white, all of them were back then. Now we did get promoted up to a black one, one black lady, you know, a few years ago.
Okay.
And she's nice. The white ones I noticed when they come in there, they want to talk with Maggie. Maggie, she know it too.
So they on a first name basis?
Huh?
They on a first name basis?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She get along with them all.
Did you know members of the AAA or the ASCS committees?
Yeah, I've known some of them.
Something like you said, were they around from around here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had. Well, they still got some black on there now, I know. Mm-hmm.
Did you have access to the extension services?
Mm-hmm.
Even back then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know if your father had access?
Yeah, he had it too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did you participate in 4-H as a child or a teenager?
No, I didn't do it back then.
Did you or any of the women in your family join home demonstration clubs?
No. Nobody in the Albert family. Huh?
Did your family own their own farm equipment?
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, the first machine that your father purchased, or did he have it for as long as you could remember?
No, he, I was up big enough to drive, tracked it in when he first tracked it, bought.
Do you remember how old you were?
I was probably 17, 18. Yeah.
Did he purchase it on credit?
He had to pay so much down on it.
Okay.
Back then.
So it was like he leased it?
He bought it.
Okay.
He bought it. But he had like 2 or 3 years to pay for it.
Okay. Did your neighbors or any other landowners you knew buy equipment and use weed killers and put other chemicals in the farm?
Well, back then they didn't, but now we use all form of new weed killer now.
So, how is your land used now?
like we plant cotton maybe a year or two, and peanut 1 year at the time.
So you alternate on the crops?
Right.
Okay. They say cotton?
Mm-hmm. Peanut. I don't plant no corn now.
You don't plant corn anymore?
Mm-hmm. We plant just a small amount, but ain't enough to go out nowhere to sell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So y'all just plant for y'all?
Yeah, garden.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Do you eat canned vegetables?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My friend, she grew up on the farm, and she said the first time she ever ate canned vegetables was when she came to college.
Right.
She said she don't like them, though.
No, I'd rather have it fresh now.
Yeah, that's what she said.
But we eat it, okay, something we ain't got, maybe like some beans or different things. We buy it in the can.
Okay.
We used to go to the can plant. We can a lot of stuff.
So y'all used to can some of the vegetables y'all made?
Right. Like peas and peaches and most of everything out there.
God bless you.
Every day now.
Really?
It's a lot of time. We're about to go.
What did owning land mean to your family?
No, you ain't got to move if you keep your tax paid and all the land pays for. So it means a lot.
Did land owning instill any values or skills or attitudes that been passed down over the generations?
Yeah. It do. I can remember back then was set up a little nether maker. And now he's all outside for the pride.
What do you tell your children about your land owning?
Well, they all be interested in it. Like I had one daughter. She said she always was gonna stay on the farm. She was small then.
Okay.
So I'm gonna always stay on the farm, get all these good old peas and oaks, and I tease about it now sometimes. She live over in 5 days, but she be coming back every year and be looking for vegetables, you know, different vegetables to grow. So I make them all welcome. So he's been a blessing. Been a blessing.
All right, so man's been a blessing. Okay. All right, my last question. What advice would you give to me growing up in the 1900s? Well, excuse me, in your era.
Well, I tell you what advice I give you. That same job you're working at now, that's trying to get something you can go on and have an income. See, I drove a school bus for 35 years, and I formed two.
So you use the school bus driving to supplement your farming income?
Right. And when I first started, I was driving the bus when they took out everything out of it, I was bringing on $97.82 a month, and I drove it right out. And now, it paying off for me now. As long as I live, I draw a check. And I had another brother up the road there. He drove a few days. He didn't want no part of it. And he worked on the farm. And his income ain't as much, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't pay him enough. Back in the old days, people working for themselves, when they started drawing the Social Security, they had to pay in money or they could get it.
They had to pay your brother money?
They had, my dad, he had to pay money in back then before he could get a check started. But see, people, they don't see it in the younger days. Like I didn't never dream of me. I said when I started driving the bus, I said I'm gonna drive till I get 62, and I'm gonna quit. You know, that was what I was saying to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Might have told me, you know. But anyway, I quit, and then I went drawing the left check, drawing myself together. And I've been surviving everything. So you can figure it up. I'm 78 years old, and I started driving when I was 25. And I drove 35 years. So you see how long I've been drawing a check. So it keeps my head above the water. I ain't gonna get rich off of it. I could probably get rich off of it if I didn't spend it, but I got to spend it.
Gotta spend it, gotta live.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for allowing me to interview you.
Well, I'm glad to come by. It's nice to meet people, you know. And they can tell you something. Maybe you can think over it, and some of the things you said, I keep that up here in my calculator.
Okay.
So y'all come back anytime.
We will. You know, she live with her paper from down the road. So.
Yeah.
This is Brittany Owens signing off.